So we started yesterday. I'm going to start again from the two dots of Yeshua Haimer, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, well, 9 lines at the end of the narrow lines, but the first line in a word is just the heading. Yeshua Haimer, Mekana La Pishnayim. So in the Mishnah, we had a Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kinoi needs two, Stira only needs one. Rabbi Yeshua said, both Kinoi and Stira need two. Fred to Gemara, my time is Rabbi Yeshua. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say you need two? The Torah says eight aimbab. The Torah says eight aimbab, which means an eight is not, that one eight is believed. Maybe that goes on Kinoi and Stira as well. Why do we say it only goes on Tuma? That's the Gemara's question. What's Rabbi Yeshua's source? That the Xeris HaKosav of the Torah, that an eid is believed to say that a woman was Mazara, is limited to Znus after Kinoi and Stira. Maybe it's on the whole Parsha. Kinoi only needs one, Stira only needs one, and Tumah only needs one. Dr. Gemara, Amakra, Ba, says eid ain't Ba. Ba means in the act of Znus. Ba, Veloi B'Kinoi, Ba, Veloi B'Stira. Only here is eid ain't Ba, two not around, but one is Neman. But anywhere else, in any other part of this parsha, you don't. One is not neman. You need two. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer. I remember what does Rabbi Eliezer do? He says Baba Loi Bikino. He agrees to the drash Rabbah, and he says that excludes that the warning needs two edim. Frank the Gemara, Baba Baba Loi Bistira. Why doesn't he agree to Rabbi Yeshua that Ba is exclusive only in the Tumah, not in any other part? Why does he only exclude Kinoi? Why doesn't he also exclude Stira? And for the Gemara, Stira is Kishlu Tumma. Because the Torah went and compared Stira to Tumma, that we say, Venistra Vahini Tumma. So when it works for Tumma, works for Stira. In fact, the Gemara, Kirinami is Kishlu Tumma. If that's what you're looking for, so then Kinoi is also compared to Tumma, and that same Hekesh, that same comparison, should include Kinoi, and Kinoi should also only need one. As it says, and for the Gemara, Mir Rachman Abba, there's an exclusion. In fact, the Gemara, I'm just going to do the Gemara Rashi before I answer the questions. In fact, the Gemara Marais, who made you decide which one to use Ba for and which one to use the Hekesh for? We have a Hekesh for both Kinoi and Stira. We have a Ba that excludes one. So how do you know which one to exclude? So Rabbi has a Mistabra. That's my logic. Stira is more part of the Saita process because that's what makes her usher. And therefore, since that's what makes her usher, it makes sense that there the Torah would make it like Tuma. Whereas Kinoi is not what asks her, so there you would need the regular Adis of two. Frankly, Gemara Adaraba, Kinoi Aduchkin Ikagarma. Isn't Kinoi the cause of all this? Stira without Kinoi is not count as anything. So why isn't Kinoi the cause? Let's look to Kinoi as the main factor in turning her into a suffix Saita. And therefore, why don't we say that Kinoi is like Tuma, that one is believed, and Stira needs two? Sakta Gemara, Avilahi Stira Tifa. Ilav Stira Kinamiyika. The Gemara's answer is, without Stira, Kinoi means nothing. Practic Gemara, Ilav Kinoi Stira Mahani. Without Kinoi, Stira doesn't mean anything. That's how to the Tumah. The bottom line is, Stira is where they do the act. Now, even though we don't know whether they did the act, but that's where they do the act. So it makes sense that there the Torah would treat it like Tumah, whereas Kinoi is a prelude. And therefore, we have a mere Ba, meaning basically what Rabbi Ezra is saying is like this. Without Ba, we would say everything is like Tumah, because the Torah said Kinevihinitma and Snistervihinitma. So the Torah would have said, that Ein Echad believes that any part of the Saita process, that Ein Echad believes that any part of the Saita process, that's what we would have said, came along the tyrant said Ba, which excluded the other parts of the Saita process. For Yeshua, it excluded all parts of the Saita process, except if they see Tuma. And therefore he said, Kino Yasir and he too. But Eliezer says we only exclude one. So now we have to make up our mind, which is the one we want to exclude, and which is the one we want to use the Hekesh for. So Eliezer feels logically that Stira makes more sense, it should be like Tumah, because that's where the Tumah happens, during Sira. So even though we don't know the Tumah happened, but that's the place of Tumah, therefore when the Torah allowed one Ech to be believed, it included Sira as well. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ba, the Tumah Koi, talking about Tumah. That's what we said, one is believed. It's more strict to be machmer, meaning that we should believe one. That's a chumrah. Because that bans it to the husband and to the alleged adulterer. The Pasuk teaches us that even though we don't know what happened, she becomes prohibited. It's through the kinoi that Sira works. Sira without kinoi is not after a woman. That's right. Yes, doctor.
I have a question.
Okay.
Let me just simplify.
Yes.
If you have Sira and Tuma, requires her and the Baal. Baal's not involved there. Whereas Deer is the one, Kinui needs the Baal. It's kind of like the same.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why is...
I'll try to explain to you. I'll try to explain. The Shaila is, do we need two other Adam? Forget the husband. Do we need two Adam to tell us that Kinui happened and that Deer happened? Now, in the whole Torah, we need two Adam for things. Anything that's Negei Adav Shabarava needs two Adam. That's how the Torah operates. Just 1 second, Rabbi Bob. That's what the Torah says. Right? So we believe two Adam. Came along here to the Torah and wrote a chiddush that by Tumah, which is a davar shebe'erva, to ban a woman to her husband permanently, one Adam is believed. At that same time, the Torah stressed, only here, not other places. But on the other side of the ledger is two Hekeshim that say Kinui is like Tumah, and Sira is like Tumah, which seems to say one egg would be believed. So we're faced with a quandary of two opposing drushes. So Rabbi Yeshua ignores the Hekeshim. He said it's not for that. Ba is very clear. Only Tumah, not anything else. Rabbi Yezer takes into account the Hekeshim, but also has Ba. So he says, obviously, we're going to exclude one, not exclude the other. So now the question is, which is the one we want to include? Which is the one that makes more sense? Because it's a Hekesh.
He just can't ignore it.
He doesn't want to ignore the Hekesh. Correct. Now, the Rabbi Leza says, which one is the one I'm going to include? Which one is not going to exclude? Right? On one hand, Kinui starts the process. Without Kinui, there's no process. If a woman goes b'yichud with a man, she doesn't become answer to her husband. Even if there's 100 Adam, it doesn't make a difference. Yichud doesn't answer. What makes Sira Aser is the fact that there was a Kinui.
It's a prerequisite,
absolutely. Again. On the other hand, without Sira, you can warn your wife 1,000 times. It's meaningless. So which is the one I should say is more like Tumah, and which is the one that's less like Tumah? They're both necessary components to the Parsha of Saita. One without the other is ineffective, meaningless. So Zokhar B'Leezer, the bottom line is, Sira is where relationships happen. So there I make sense that the Torah is machmer, that we trust one to answer it to her husband, as a suffix zaita. Whereas kinoi is a first part, so it's not directly where the tumah could have happened, so therefore there we stick to the rule of two adam.
Is there such a thing as a tumah without a stira? Is there such a thing? Shneam ve'ed, is there such a
only
thing?
In Woodstock.
Yeah, see,
those who are old enough to know what Woodstock was.
Does it have two of
what?
The 25th anniversary camping
off. Okay, I'm sorry, yes. Yes, everyone.
It's a Kiddush to begin with, right? It's you believe the one.
Yes.
So, Zuckers don't come into play, nothing. Because really, they say that, what do you want? To say that, it's more mysterious to say, not that way. That you should be believed. Would not be the. If you take it an hour.
Right. So you're asking a good question, but the Gemara seems to say the opposite way. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara's first question is, how does Rabbi Yeshua know you're not believed? Now that question is predicated on the fact that Mitzvara, I would believe him. Because if not, why are we asking Rabbi Shua? He's the whole Torah. It's Rabbi Eliezer, that's the problem, not Rabbi Shua. The Gemara's kasha is, how does Rabbi Shua know that one is not believed? Why is the burden of proof on him? So obviously the Gemara feels that this chiddush that an Ein Echad believed in the Parsha of Saita expands to every aspect of Saita. That's how the Gemara approached it logically. I understand your question. Why is that true? I don't know. But that was the Gemara's understanding. Therefore, the Gemara said, Rabbi Shua, you're going against the logical thing.
That's saying it's the Hanukkah. So is that really logic here?
It's the Hanukkah, correct.
That's the
Hanukkah. That's the Hanukkah, correct. Something to my mind. Masnitz and the like the Aitana. Our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Eliezer is not like the following Brisa. Meaning our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Eliezer said, Kinui needs two, Stira needs one. The Brisa says, the Tanya, Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda Aymer, HaMashum Rabbi Eliezer, HaMekana Le'ishta Mekana Api Erechar Api Atzvoi, U'mashkala Api Shnayim. So Rabbi Yaisi bar Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer is no. Kinui needs one, and Stira needs two. The exact opposite of what he says in the Mishnah. So we now have two versions of Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah's version and the Brisa's version. In one, in our Mishnah's version, he said Kinoi needs two and Stira needs one. And in the Brisa's version, he says Kinoi needs one and Stira needs two. What? Or Ayin Echad, that's the same thing.
Piyatzmo himself.
The husband himself. Exactly. Heshivu chachamim. You don't need an aid. The husband is good enough.
Well, then you never need an aid because it always takes the husband to tell the wife.
Yeah, but he'll deny it.
He'll deny
it. If he says he did it. Listen, Mr. Husband got angry at his wife and he was sitting in the kitchen at her and he yelled at her, don't you dare go privately in a room with so-and-so.
Was that
enough? Yes.
Okay.
2 days later, she has two Adam that say she went privately in the room. So we go to the husband and say, did you ever warn her? She says, no, I didn't. What are you going to do?
Okay.
But if an Ein Echad says they heard it. You have to understand, the husband has consequences here that he doesn't necessarily want. Because he yells at his wife not to go privately in a room doesn't mean he wants to be forbidden for her forever. Sub
excita. Well, that brings up another question. He says to his wife, don't
Al-Tadabi Al-Tistri. Yeah, go ahead, whatever it is.
It doesn't say Al-Tistri in the
Mishnah. I know.
Is that assumed?
Well, that's what it means, because if she speaks, there's no answer. That's what the Mishnah
right.
says.
She can speak a million times and say Truma.
But there's no such thing, right? Speaking to a man does not do anything. It's going... Warning her has to be not to go private in the room.
So is that a given that she knows that I'll...
Well, she better understand it. If she doesn't understand it, I know what happens. Yes, doctor.
What are the orders? The principle that you can trust one witness when he tells you that the food is kosher or...
Yeah, that's nothing to do with this.
No, well,
nothing to do with this. This is Dava Shebe Erva.
It actually does, but I didn't say it
did. This is Dava Shebe Erva.
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame.
That's what I'm asking is, what is the parameters of being able to trust one person on conscious need and things like that?
Again, all those things have nothing to do with Erva.
Fine. It's not
easy. So what do you mean by parameters? There's the parameters.
What do they have to do with? Because this doesn't have to do... With Erva, this had to do with warning, which means this is...
The only difference this warning makes is whether a husband is with his wife or not. That's pretty Erva.
The way you just explained it says this has to do with whether or not he said the warning. So the question is, well, what can you have one A, what can you have, you need to have two? Dabash be Erva, as you said, requires two.
Correct.
So what are you able to have one A?
Nothing in Dabash be Erva unless it's Xeris Sarkasov. The rule of Dabash HaBarav says, without Xeris HaKosev, anything that affects a relationship between a man and a woman is a Dabash HaBarav. came along the Torah and made an exception in the pasuk of Eid Eba. The question is, how far does that exception extend?
Yeah, that's fine, but yeah, the way you defined it first, when you say that, was that he was debating whether or not he said something. So it's a very expansive definition of Devar Shebe'eved. So that's the definition, that's the definition.
No, again, we'll step back. The Brisa said that whenever an Eid Echad's Neman, so is the husband by himself. And people around here were troubled that why do I need the Eid Echad if the husband says I warned her?
Right.
So I said the Eid Echad would function if the Eid Echad husband does not say he warned her. Now, I said something that's probably wrong, but I said it to prove a point. I'll explain in a moment why I'm wrong. But that was I was dealing with a side question. If the husband says he warns her, whoever needs the Eid Echad? So I said, because the husband is not always so quick to admit that he warned her, he doesn't want to be banned to her. Now, I know he was a frum yid, and he kept the Torah completely. He would suffer the consequences of his words, but a lot of people look for out, and he's looking for an out.
No, you know, it has not taken me 70 years to learn that people say
that's because you're not tempted, that's why, but that's besides the point. Okay. Now, I said something is wrong. Because an Eid Echad against Habach Kasha is not Neman. If the Eid Echad says that you did Kinoi and the husband says he didn't, I'm not sure the Eid Echad would be Neman. I'm not sure the Eid Echad would be believed. If the Eid Echad says you warned her, and the husband says, no, I did not, it's called an Eid Echad b'hakasha. I don't know if he would be believed. The only reason here you need an Eid Echad is if the husband doesn't tell us that he warned her. Doesn't tell us. We don't know. The Eid Echad comes to Bezin and says, I heard the guy warn her. So an Eid Echad b'hakasha is usually not believed. So I don't know this case, what would happen by an Eid Echad b'hakasha. And that's what I said, I might be wrong. I'm not sure. Maybe it would work here. Maybe it wouldn't work here. I would have to look into it. But for sure, the husband's not being forthcoming. He's not interested in informing the world that he just lost his wife on a suffix saita. So he'll keep quiet. The Eid Echad heard him. He's going to testify. So again, so let's go back. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, "Hamekana leishta mekana pi erechode api atzmai, u'mashkala api shnayim." For tzdira, you need two. Hey, shivu chachamim b'divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is going to get involved in this answer. The chachamim said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, ein l'davar seif. There's no end. Meaning, the Gemara will explain. So we'll let the Gemara do the explanation. I love to do that, especially when Rashi says, "Leave it to the Gemara." Dr. Rashi, Masnis is the title of Rabbi Yehuda, the Kinu Mishnah and Mastira Piatzmai. Our Mishnah that says that Kinu needs two and Stira one. The Loiki Haitama, the title of Rabbi Yehuda, Stira Mishnah and Kinu Piatzmai. The Diver and Behuda, Ezra Behuda, and the Diver of Lanza Saif, the Kama Mepharish law that Gemara will explain. Okay, so let's go through explaining this version of Rabbi Yehuda. Frank the Gemara. My time in Rabbi Ezra Behuda. Why does he say that Rabbi Eliezer holds Kinui needs two and Stira, I'm sorry, Kinui needs one and Stira needs two. Amakra Ba, Babalai Bistira. Ba says by Stira you need two. Right? The same drasha he said before, the opposite way. Practic Gemara Vema Babalai Bikinui. He says Kinui is Kishlutuma. The Torah compared Kinui to Tuma. The Chsiva Kinui is Ishtavinitma. Stira Nami is Kishlutuma. The Chsiva Nistravinitma. Dr. Gemara, Ahu, Lekama, Seer, Steerim, Kzeitum, Mahudas. Now, he says a different Svara. That pasuk of a Nistrav, Hinitma, is coming for something else. And therefore, it's not there to tell me that an Eid Echad is believed by Sira. It's there for a different purpose. And I'll tell you what the purpose is in a second. Therefore, I have a predicate. Ba excludes something, and then I have a Hekesh that includes. Now, I have a Hekesh both by Kinoi and by Sira. But by Sira, I can use the Hekesh for something else. Therefore, I use the hekesh by stira for something else, and I use the hekesh for kinoi to tell me what I had believed. So I use the ba to exclude stira. I have a hekesh. The hekesh can be used to something else. My kinoi, I have nothing else to use it for. Therefore, according to this version of Rabbi Eliezer says, I decided that the hekesh teaches me kinoi wanted enough, and stira, I use the hekesh for something else, and I use the exclusion of ba to exclude stira. So stira needs two, and kinoi needs one. That's this version of Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi? No Rashi.
And ba?
Exclude stira. Without ba, I would say the hekesh tells me a bunch of things.
Edis of two on the tuma?
No, this is stira.
I understand, but so everybody holds tuma.
Tuma the pasuk says eight ain't bought, two are not there, one is there. That's the pasuk. I don't need anything else for that. That's the zeres
hakatzav.
That's the zeres hakatzav. Frank the Gemara, my. Sorry, Hashim Chacham Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Ein L'Davar Seif. My neo, why is it Ainla Davar Seif? Bezimnin Dloikani Belamer Kanoi, because the guy can stage it. Maybe he didn't warn his wife, but he saw his wife going along with a room to somebody. He's fuming mad, and he says, "I warned her not to do this." He made it up. Since you're believing him on Kinoi, this can be a whole concocted thing. Because he might never have warned her, and he's lying. And there's no way to fact check because you don't need an aid. He's damn abiyatmai. Dr. Rahman, if you're going to trust a person on Kinoi, you just opened it up that every angry husband can tell his wife, say, I warned her. Therefore, talking to Rabbanah, you know, he just opened up. Ain't the ever safe. Any angry husband does not have to go through the process. He'll claim he did the process. Dr. Gemara published to say, no, yes, the ever safe. And Mishnah has the same problem. According to the Mishnah, two people heard him warning her. He comes in and says she went alone in her room. No fact-checking necessary. And Eilechas believes in Sira. He's believed in Sira himself. So again, you opened it up to no fact-checking. So, Manuchek, why doesn't Ravana say to Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that you've just opened it up to no fact-checking? Dr. Gemara, you're right. Even according to Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda, you opened it up. Meaning, you're right, our Mishnah also opens it up, and Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda also opens it up. So, the Rachamim said is, Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda hasn't helped us. He has the same problem that the Mishnah has. That's how we're translating now. We're not finished yet. But that's the Gemara's translation at this point. That the Chachamim's answer were not that according to this version, Ein L'Davar Seif, and according to the Mishnah's version, there's no such fear. No. In the Mishnah there's a fear, and in the Brayse there's a fear. They said, even this version has the problem.
Which words in the Mishnah are we owning in a piyatzma?
Yes.
But that's going on Mashka.
No, it's not. Well, excuse me. What is the guy telling us that we're Mashka piyatzma?
And I gave her a
kinoi. No, we have to wait it for that. And our Mishnah says you need to wait it for kinoi. Which means stira is api eilecha or api atzmai. Rashi, my new and l'davar saif kamer, but I'm a kinoi. Shikaya salah. When he gets angry, I'm a kinoi salah miplaini. I warned her from the guy. Well, maybe Adam shidistri imai stira kosho. Then he brings Adam, that she was privately with him for a little bit. The Hebrews like Kinoa, like Nizra, but. Fact to Gemara, our Mishnah say, the yes, life. The Zerubi really Ezra, the Mishnah is not a problem, bit me. Hazim the Lay Stater, Reimer is the Ishinistra. Period. Now, I didn't explain one thing, it was my mistake. Let's go back. I said Rabbi Ezra uses the heckish of Nistra in the Tumah for something else. The Gemara bought what he used it for, but I didn't explain it. The Gemara said he uses it the kamashir stira. How long does she have to be alone in the room for it to answer to her husband? Kedei tuma, it has to be an amount of time that they could have a relationship. So the nistra, how long? v'nitma, enough time to have a relationship. So that hekesh is there to tell us how long the stira has to be. Because without that, I would say, maybe she's alone for 4 seconds. She was alone. The Torah comes in and tells me it's only considered a stira if the possibility of a relationship was there. That was that. I just didn't explain
which
it before.
Which we haven't defined yet.
I'm sorry?
Which we haven't defined yet.
Which we haven't defined. Stay tuned. Dalet Chabad Aleph. Yes, Rabbi Schatz.
What would that have to be that you could have a
okay, the way I understood it. The way I understood, I had your question. And the way I understood it was that maybe when a husband says don't go alone in a room, for going in a room, even without a chash relationship, asks it to her husband. She didn't listen to her husband. She went alone in the room when he told her not to. Meaning not because of the fear of Tumah.
Even though
the Pasuk says Vinitma, he's on Tumah. That's Vinitma. That's this Pasuk.
I understand, but you don't need the Hekesh.
Well, don't call it a Hekesh. Call it the fact that the Torah describes it that way. I named it a Hekesh.
No?
No, I don't think the Gemara ever says the word Hekesh. I use the word Hekesh because I wanted to avoid how the Drasha works. Yes, doctor.
This must be me not understanding something because no one else needs to bring it up. But as far as the situation where he makes up, he gets a report that she was included, and he makes up the fact that she was born. I don't see what the consequences of that are. If he wants to divorce her, if he wants to make some of her other things, if he wants to get rid of her,
no, the consequences are very clear. He has to take her to drink now.
So he takes her to drink.
But the border won't work because there was no kinui.
Let me finish. That was exactly where I was going. So he takes her to drink. She lives. She's exonerated. And he has brought himself as a getter of a race from the Shem Hashem. So
that's why we don't like that. Exactly. But you just described why we don't want that to happen.
We don't like it when he eats pork either, but he's done it to himself.
Again, the Torah does not want a system that allows people to use this drinking of a saita like eating pork. The Torah wants this system to work with Gedarim, that there was a kinui. If not, we don't want her to drink.
As I recall, there were people who we talked about, big sticks, who would bring themselves into the getter of being a saita because they would have children.
I don't know one person that did that. There was one person that threatened to do it, but I don't know any person that did it. You're referring to one Gemara that Chana said, according to the Gemara, I will do it. It doesn't say she did it. And I don't know any Gemara that says anybody did it.
Okay. There's a
Filo. Right. She said it, but there's a Filo.
Excuse me, I wasn't through. I lost my train of thought.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. We got a problem. Because the way we just said it, now it's a language issue. But language makes a difference. The Gemara said, the answer was, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, we have a problem. The word even seems to indicate that the Mishnah is a bigger problem than Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda has a problem that he'll claim he warned her. The Mishnah for sure has a problem. He'll claim she went in privately. This is even, frech to Gemara. What are you saying? That even Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, but according to our Mishnah, it isn't a problem? It's not as big of a problem? Sorry, it's a bigger problem? Adarabba, the Mishnah say no ikar, hasam lek ikar. If anything, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest problem. Because at least in the Mishnah, it has to be prerequisite that she was warned in front of two Edom. Granted, he can still make up that she went privately into a room. But it can only be built if two Adam showed up and said he warned her. Masha Aiken in Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, he can start the process all by himself. So if anything, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is the bigger problem, not the lesser problem. The Gemara said, even Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is a problem. Not even. He's a bigger problem. And for the Gemara, you're right. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Eliyahu Mahachi. This is the wording supposed to be. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yechlin, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Af L'Mishna Seinu Ein L'Davar Seif. It's supposed to be the Af L'Mishna Seinu. You're right. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, is a problem, and even our Mishnah is a problem. But the Mishnah is a lesser problem, because at least in the Mishnah you need a warning with two Eidim first. But it's also a problem. The bigger problem is Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can say you warned her even though it never happened. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hal Mishnah Seinu, he warned her without anger. When he gets angry, he can make up a story that he warned her. Women aren't so careful in Yichud. Once he says he warned her, he can find the Yichud. Period. End of this discussion. Yes.
In the Mishnah, she never did anything wrong. If he warned her to aid him, he could claim she did something wrong even though she never did.
Correct.
She had to do a distance to somebody. She had to have a steer that was awesome.
Yes and no. Let me explain. In making up a story, if you need to aid him first to say kinoi, that means something has had to happen, really happen first. Because if not, he can't come and say steer. It's meaningless.
I understand.
No, I'm not finished yet. Masha'engin, if you learn like our Mishnah, there has to be a story of two Adam. So, obviously, there was some hanky-panky going on, or at least he felt that way, that he had to warn her. Right? So once that happened, you're right. Now he can make up the story. But it's only because there was a first warning. That meaning, in the other case, the woman had a yichud. She had a yichud with her walked in a craftsperson, and she was alone with them. Now we'll say, oh, I warned her. Meaning, the whole story has no basis. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, he can make a story out of nothing. Yes, she had Yichud. Yichud is not a right thing to do. But it's a story out of nothing. Yichud doesn't answer. Here, in the case of our Mishnah, it's not a story out of nothing. It's a story out of something. Granted, it made up story, but it's out of something. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Sir, is there a difference in when he's challenging, he's saying that he's making up this bilbo of stira, he's doing it connected two people, the boil and the wife.
That doesn't mean anything. They're not Emma.
And by kino, he's only just sketchy challenging his wife. It's only per one person.
Again. You're going to Mishnah's version, Rabbi Yehuda's version.
Say in the Mishnah's version.
Right. So he needs two Eidim for Kinoi, and then he's believed to say that they were alone in a room.
What are they saying? No, we weren't?
They're not believed. They're the living. They're the people.
They'll say no such thing ever happened.
So they say. So, unfortunately, he's believed and they're not believed.
I said yesterday two for kina, two for stira, to make her
a suffix saita. At that point, she becomes asa to her husband till she drinks. You don't need anything for tumah. We don't know if tumah happened. So at that point, she's a suffix saita. Suffix saita, the whole parsha in the Torah, how she goes up to Shalayim, and they make a drink, and the whole thing that we'll be learning with Sefer Saita about. Now, if there is an eight for tumah, it's over.
You don't have to apologize for a question.
Yes, doctor.
Well, I think sometimes there are questions which people should apologize.
No, I disagree. Next.
We've had this discussion for 20 years. I don't recall ever saying anything. Kina and Hasra are not the same thing. So to apply the dictum on the first stop that someone who is exotic never has a wife doesn't. Can someone at marriage say to his wife, I do not want you to be alone with any man ever during the time of our
marriage? That's a very interesting thing. The Meiri says that you have to, I was going to say that in a few minutes, the Meiri said that you have to identify the people by name.
Okay, and as far as... There
are those that argue, Mechus Chinuch wants to say you can do that. But we're going to see later, in a minute, how terrible that thing is to do. But we're not there yet.
Oh, that's the word fool.
Right, the Mechus Chinuch says it works, but the Meiri says the Farish have to name people by name. Now, you could stood by the Chasana, and you can take out a list of the Jewish community in the Mikvah book and say, don't be along with Mr. Abel and Mr., you know, go down the list, A to Z, and warn her about every single person, and the whole chassid that can hear you do that. If they don't stone you, you're a lucky man.
And this lasts the duration of
the marriage. That's a new shiloh. Can a person be Michael on Kinoi? We'll get there one day.
She could not do an issue and still become usher, so she could say, I told you not to be with your father or your brother, and therefore she would become usher without having done an issue. Sounds so posh that, okay, that's a circuit later on, I don't remember. Could be, theoretically, but I don't think you need it here, but if you want to, it makes you feel better.
It makes you feel better. I like to make people feel better.
Yeah,
all the time.
Let me ask you the question. If he says you can't go to your father, your brother, doesn't he have to be
worshipped?
His
father, not the brother. That's only
the
regulation. That's the other thing with the crusher, with the hate. That's the sugya later on, the Ramadan of the thing.
Right. I know that, but I'm not holding there to be able to comment definitively. Okay, here comes the halacha, the shocking halacha. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Rav Chanina Mesura. Leleve enish leitzib is marazel leitzistri bani ploini. A person should never tell his wife, even privately, don't go alone with that man. Because do mekayim lan krav yeshiv Rav Yehuda, maybe we paskin lan krav yeshiv Rav Yehuda zar makin al piyatzvay. Umestatra, and should go privately into man, with that man, and there's no Meisaita, but like a Meisaita in the Mimdaka, because of the Surah, Surah the Ha'ilam. Person can warn his wife, you know, please don't, I don't want you going along with that man, privately, in the kitchen. And then, she goes privately with that man, and she becomes asa to her husband. She becomes asa to her husband. Forever. There's no sight of water today. So he puts himself into a position that he made his wife asa to him with no recourse to get out. So the Eitza is, do yourself a favor and never warn your wife not to be alone with a man. Now, L'chayr, you would need two Eidim on the Stira.
Right.
You need two Eidim on the Stira. But that could happen. Two Eidim can come and say, we saw your wife with this man in a thing. You know, not trying to get her into trouble, just telling him a fact. But now it gets him into trouble. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Even privately, and she has stira, and she becomes usher in him. And she becomes usher in him, he's toward the Lila. Now, I will say the following, and I'm going out on a limb because I didn't do the research I should have done, that it could be that even if there's no Adam on the stira, the very fact that she has stira usher her. Now, he might never know. He might be living the rest of his life without knowing. He warned her, don't go along with Mr. Smith. She went along with Mr. Smith. No Adam ever testified. But she violated his kinoi. She had zero. She's usher. Now, we don't know about it, but the mice said she did have zero.
They're living Banser. And Adam are definitely not.
Right. Adam are living Ruray. Correct. So, a person's much better off never to warn his wife, don't be with somebody, because she might become answer to him. And this is possibly Shulchan Aruch. It's a very interesting reason, because the Maisa, the Achrayim deal with this. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And even in Rabbi Eliezer, there are two versions. Yet the Gemara seems to say, don't do it, because maybe we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer. We don't even paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Yet the Shulchan Aruch paskin. But the Shach says, by reason, it's harm, but that. Now others say, yes, we are Zohar in it. It becomes a whole issue because of this fact. The Rambam paskins it. The Aleph, no, the Rambam does not paskin it. Shulchan Aruch paskins it.
The Rambam paskins it, but the
Right, Rabbi Paschal Rabbi Shua. Right, the Shulchan also Paschal Rabbi Shua bad stuff. It just says don't do it because maybe. It's an interesting chazak because we don't paskin this way. But the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch paskins it. Shach says that we don't paskin that way. Others say we do paskin that way. Comes the whole issue and the Achrayim deal with it. So what happens if he did do it and she did go privately? So what happens with the Evan now? Is the Shulchan Aruch answering her? Is the Shulchan Aruch not answering her? Becomes a whole list. Shuv is written on this because this is something that could happen. So therefore the Gemara says, I mean, the only question you can have is why don't we tell every chassan? Don't ever warn your wife to do this because of Rebbe Yehuda. I never heard the Masada Kedusha tell this to a chassan yet. Right, or the chassan Rebbe tell that to the chassan. I never heard that happen. It's a new minig.
So taking
Rebbe
Yehuda is not part of the procedure. It has a chiyuv to take.
That's correct. Yes, doctor.
I would point out something which we talked about before, which is what the thing she's saying is that by having the kiddush, she enters into a state of having been born. That as far as the heathen goes, that matters as far as bidei adam, as far as bidei shemayim. She is in that state, like Tumas Tehom, and a number of things where you don't know what's going on.
Again, I only know if we went through this a million times. Yes, I agree with you. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, 100%. It's a very palatable thing, but Shabrach brings it. The Shach, like a Pella, like, why are you doing this? But other Achraim say the Maestro Kanarach says it, right? That's the Gemara Vaitar. Amr Eshlakish, my loss in Kinoi. Now we're going to get involved. Where does the word Kinoi come from? We translate it as warning. Where does it come from? Davar hamato kina bein lebein acherim. It causes anger, friction, jealousy. Jealousy is a wrong word. It means anger, fighting, friction between her and others. Why? Al maksavar kina apiatzmai. Let me explain. If everybody knows that the husband warned his wife, then nobody would be upset at her for stopping all social contact. They'll say, poor lady, have this husband that warned her. Nabach, we have Rachmanas on her. But if nobody knows that the husband warned his wife, and all of a sudden the wife cuts social contact because her husband warned her and she doesn't want to get usher, people are going to say, what happened to this lady? Who does she think she is? Arrogance? We're not good enough for her anymore? She doesn't socialize with us anymore? She stays away from us? Now she's doing it, but she doesn't want to do Sira, so she's being extra careful. But the island doesn't know why she's doing it. So it causes friction. So Rish Lakish holds kina piatzmai. The kulam aloyadi the kamila. The world doesn't know. But I mean, they say, might have come up. What's going on? The kabadla. That she's separating herself. And they get upset at her. So kinoi means you're creating a problem between your wife and society. No. He says it makes a friction between husband and wife. Because the opposite. Everybody knows about it. And this poor lady is extremely upset at her husband for cutting her off from social contact and being everybody talking about the fact that this lady can't have social contact anymore because her husband is locking her up. To let him spread it. And he's getting angry now. She's angry at him. You publicly have been accusing me. I'm in public warned that I can't be alone with a man. You know what you're doing to me? Al-Maksavri, the Asalakanas. Both of these opinions say we don't like people to warn their wives. It's the wrong thing to do. This is not how you settle your worries. If you're worried that your wife is doing something wrong, investigate. And if she is doing something wrong, divorce her. But don't do this. Both Madi Amram. One saying because you're making anger between her and society, and one saying because she's causing strong bias issues between you and your wife. That's not the Mahalach to go. Rashi.
That's not Ploni then.
What?
He's not warning her about Ploni. He's warning her about the whole world.
Who said that?
Why would the whole world be angry with her? Why can't she talk to everybody else but this one guy?
Because the reaction to a woman who's afraid that she'll be alone with that guy is to start cutting herself away from other people. Because you can't, when you go out in the open, when you're around people, it's hard to keep away from playing. You're right, this is the Mechitz Chiddush Raya. What you just said is the Mechitz Chiddush Raya. But it's going to cause you a problem. So keep away from that one person. Dr. Mechitz Chiddush, but he can warn her not to be with anybody, and that would be a problem. That, but the Miri says the fair is for care. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Kina Kas. They angered me without a God. The anger of the person. My ear asked her, she was delicate and unusual. Why is she staying away from people? People won't hate her. She'll be a nebuch. She's angry at him because he accused her, and not only did he accuse her, but he accused her in public. Since they say this is a way of making fights, according to the Mandam, it says you're allowed to warn. What does the word kinui come from? Doesn't think it's fights, because fights is something you don't want to cause. Ella, Amar Nachman by Yitzchak, ain't kinui. Ella Lashon Hasra. They learn kinui means warning. Shenemar, b'chein wayme v'ikane Hashem li'artzoi. Hashem warned the Arba to get out of his land. Talking about when there was a Makas Arba in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem took it away. It says v'ikane Hashem. He warned them la'artzoi to stay away from his land. Rashi. The man d'amar mutzel l'kanes ma'alosh and kinev ikanes hem la'artzoi. Hisra, he warned b'yelik v'chassel v'gezem. Those are different kinds of locusts. So he asked Hisra oizif artzoi. The b'shalucha guvoi m'shtoi bar shalel. It was talking about the onslaught of locusts. La'artzoi al artzoi. La'artzoi means about his land. K'may v'yishalu anchem mokum l'ishtoi. Al ishtoi. Ha'atem terivim l'bal. Are you fighting about Baal? Right.
Rabbi, why the use of the word usser here about usser seems to indicate that you are forbidden to do it, but the warning is part of the sota process, which is obviously available. So why not a different word than it's you're just forbidden from doing it? I mean, discouraged from doing it. You shouldn't do it. Is there not a better word that wouldn't imply that you can't even enter a biblically set process?
I'm trying to figure out exactly how to word my answer. I think what the Gemara is trying to say is this is a process that's available that we don't want you taking advantage of.
Right.
We don't want you
right,
to use
but,
this
but, right, but usher seems to, in my limited knowledge, it seems that word is almost always used that it's forbidden.
Yeah, we don't want
as opposed to discouraged, as opposed to discouraged, forbidden. It's like you are not permitted to do this, and yet the Torah expounds, you know, through we have this whole mesechta about it.
No, the whole mesechta is because if you did it, these are the consequences. But the Torah doesn't want you to do it. What's bothering you is the strongness of the word usher.
Yes.
Why would
exactly.
you use the word usher yes. when the Torah allows for it, the process to continue? So I think what they're trying to say is that if you ask Yishayla, they would say, don't do it. Don't do it. They wouldn't say, we'd rather you not do it. The Rav will tell you, don't do it. This is not what the Torah wants you to do. Don't do it. I think that's what the word us is telling us. Anyway, everybody should have a wonderful day.